Hello everybody and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning in to Chit Chat Cafe. This show airs every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information about this show and to listen to past shows for free, please visit artistfirst.com/chitchat.htm. And don't forget to follow Artist First on Twitter. You can find us under the Twitter handle at artist_first. And now here are your hosts of Chit Chat Cafe, Lisa, Dee, and Betty Ann.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Chit Chat Cafe, the girlfriend's night on the radio.
Hey, we're live
from Artist First. We hope you'll enjoy us. And join us. I can't talk tonight. I'm stuttering. I hope you'll join us for the next hour. We have some really cool guests for you. Girls, hello.
Hello.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Absolutely fantastic. Couldn't wait to start the evening with you tonight.
Well, I have to complain about something, but we can deal with it later because I know we're kind of running a little late right now getting started because we want to have Cindy on. But I got a manicure and a pedicure yesterday, and now my nails are making me nervous. The color I got.
I don't know.
I got like a robin's egg blue. I thought I was being hip and trendy, but now it's making me nervous.
No, you're on trend.
I'm on trend.
You are on trend, girl.
Cool.
No, you are good to go, and that's something we're going to actually be speaking about later on in the show this evening.
Oh, good.
So you are right there. Who knew?
Okay, cool.
Sounds good to me. Are we ready to go with Cindy?
Yeah,
we are.
Absolutely.
Okay,
so
well, I would like to welcome Cindy Joseph. She is a model and founder and CEO of Boom by Cindy Joseph. Hi, Cindy.
Hello. Very fun to be here.
How are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm relaxed, and I'm very excited about watching my new series that we've all been waiting for, So You Think You Can Dance.
One of my favorite shows.
It's amazing. Summer is here. That's how I know summer is here.
Oh, yeah. Well, we would love to find out about you and about your new product called Boom. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am 61 years old. I was a makeup artist for 27 years, working with top fashion models and celebrities of the time. Started out in San Francisco, went to Paris, ended up in New York, and have traveled throughout the world doing makeup for many, many TV commercials and fashion and beauty shoots. And 13 years ago, I turned 49, and I had just cut off the last bit of dyed hair from my own head, and I was approached on the street to model. I thought it was a joke because I'd been in the business so long. It's like, what are you talking about? And lo and behold, they decided to start putting boomer-aged women in the ads, knowing that my generation is still actively participating and purchasing and consuming wonderful products. And it started a modeling career, which has now been going on for 13 years. And about 4 years ago, I realized that every cosmetic company out there is anti-age, anti-wrinkle. They are against aging.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I discovered as I got older is that getting older is really rocking. It is an exciting, wonderful, fulfilling experience, and life just continues and keeps getting better and more fulfilling and more gratifying, and that I was lied to. I was betrayed. I was holding my breath waiting for something bad to happen, and life just keeps getting better. So I decided to create the first pro-age cosmetic line for every generation, because every woman of every generation is told, watch out, because it's going to get bad at some point. And this is for everybody.
Oh, God, I love you already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have one question. Your hair is so gorgeous. I mean, your photos, well, your face is gorgeous. I mean, you're gorgeous.
Thank you.
I mean, it's just, you Everything about you is what I want to be.
Thank you so much.
Spectacular. And I mean, when I saw you on television, and right now I can't remember what channel it was or what show it was, and I was like, oh, wow, because you're so different from what we see all the time, and you're just the most gorgeous, beautiful, natural woman who is not afraid to be your age, and you certainly don't look old. I mean, you just look gorgeous. There's no age involved. You know what I mean? Like, it's just fabulous. And
I wanted to find out about
your product, Boom, because it's different. And, you know, you've had so much experience in the makeup world. What makes Boom different for today's women?
Well, I would say it's twofold. Number one, being a makeup artist for so long, being a woman my entire life, and I really love the natural look. That was what I was known for. And when I see a beautiful woman, I don't want to put a bunch of makeup on her. You know, I want to keep her fresh and clean and beautiful and maybe have a little fun and accent something, but call attention to the woman rather than the makeup. So my point of view around designing this makeup was to make something very, very simple to use and to address women to be the intelligent creatures that they are, that want to have fun, want to play dress up, but would like to be seen and noticed for what they naturally look like and not feel like they have to put on a mask or change the shape of their lips or try to make something fuller or bigger or wider or change themselves. I think every woman is the right shape, the right size, the right color, and the right age. And these three little boomsticks are really to have fun and to play dress up like we did when we were kids and to be used out of joy and pleasure rather than fear and desperation. So all three boomsticks are multitaskers. We've all taken our lipstick when we've been in a pinch and thrown it on our cheeks to, you know, go out to that dinner we weren't planning on going to. So the idea is the color stick is to use on your lips and your cheeks and your forehead and your eyes and give your whole face that wonderful, luscious flush of color that we get when we're feeling really good, when we're working out, when we're making out. When a woman is having a good time, her skin revs up with color. And that's what Boomstick Color is all about.
That's
so it's
really
like,
nice.
Yeah, it's like a lipstick and an eyeshadow and a blush all in one. And the other two boomsticks are the same idea. One is for bling, a little bit of shimmer, glimmer. I like to call it body luster. It highlights the bones, cheekbones, brow bone, clavicle bones. You can use it on your eyelids. You can highlight your lips with it. And it's not frost. It's like a very subtle pearlescent that you kind of catch a little bit of it, and then you don't see it, and then you see it again. It just makes you look very radiant and really beautiful.
You know what, Cindy? Hi, this is Dee.
Hello.
I love your whole concept because I truly believe, like you do, that age is a state of mind. But along with that, I'm going to say that taking care of yourself and using the proper products. There's so many products out there right now that, even though they say anti-aging and full coverage, I think a woman can actually age themselves by using these. Where with your products, I mean, you're really seeing the translucent, the glow of the skin. They're giving the skin a glow. They're giving a renewed life to the skin.
I'm so glad you recognize that. I agree with you 100%. Now, the fascinating thing is we all see it in other people. It's like,
right.
Who are you kidding? You've got this thick foundation on, powder, caked on makeup, and you actually think that you look better, more accessible, more approachable. It's flattering to you, and you look younger. If anything, it makes you look older. And I say, let's just forget the whole idea of older and younger. We age. It's what happens. You get born, you start aging the minute you're born, and you continue until the day you die. Aging is living. And when you live, you collect character in your face. You develop lines, you develop, you know, expression. You're not a blank canvas. Like when you're young, you're more like a blank canvas and you can paint it and it's not that noticed. But as you get older and you get more character in your face, it's like, okay, let go of the powder, let go of the foundation, and just moisturize your skin, keep it healthy, do what it takes to have a healthy body. You know, it's interesting. I was in studios all the time when I was a makeup artist, and I was, you know, in my early 20s when I started as a makeup artist. Nobody asked me to model. And as you age, as you continue to live on the planet, you start to realize that your body will break down if you don't take care of it. It's not the aging that makes it break down. It's the lack of health, and it starts to accumulate. Sickness accumulates. So people think, oh, when you get into your 50s, you start getting unhealthy. Well, the lack of health started when you were much younger and you weren't taking care of yourself, and as it accumulates, you start to see it. But the good news is you can rejuvenate your health by fasting, cleansing, eating a plant-based diet. So number one, beautiful skin starts with good health, good attitude, healthy emotions. And once you've taken care of that, then you're good to go. You can really play and have fun with all the accoutrements, you know, the earrings and the clothing and the hairstyles and all of that.
Well, you're talking to the right girls about that, and it is so true. Because I, you know, so many people when you use the term camouflage something, it's to hide something.
Right.
There is a natural beauty, and I agree with you when you say, you know, it all starts with living, and it's taking care of yourself. And
absolutely.
And what are we trying to really hide? I mean, everybody, if we could turn back the hands of time, I don't know if many of us would want to, because as we get older, it gets so much better.
Oh, isn't it wonderful? You can start to relax in yourself.
Or say and do anything we want to.
That's right. I heard the title of a great book, and I never read the book. I heard the book itself wasn't that great, but the title is fabulous. What Other People Think of You Is None of Your Business.
I love it.
Isn't that great? And I find that all of my friends, all the women I know, when they develop self-knowledge and confidence and wisdom, they're like, who cares? I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to enjoy my life. I'm going to do what I want, say what I want, feel what I want. It's so powerful. And it's, oh, you have so much more energy because you're not worried about what everybody else thinks. I just find it, you know, I become freer every day. It's something to celebrate. It's really, really wonderful.
Cindy, this is Betty Ann again. What do you think about the things that everybody seems to think they have to do all the time, like Botox and fillers? And it just seems like if they're not doing it, then there's something wrong with you. You know what I mean? Like, what do you think about this today?
Well, first off, I have tremendous love and compassion for my sister women. I grew up in the same society. We grow up in a society that puts a tremendous amount of judgment and pressure on us. We are judged most heavily in the area of looks, and then we're told our looks fade, disappear, go away. They're not right the way they are. We have to be fixed. We have to be changed. So every woman deals with that, and every woman wants to be adored, valued, worshipped, flirted with. You can make a 95-year-old woman blush by flirting with her. We love it. And what happens if you're not lucky enough to be raised in a family that just pumps you up with love and juiciness and keeps your self-esteem going? There are so many women out there that feel like they aren't seen. They just kind of disappear as they get older, or if they don't look a certain way and their features don't match the American beauty ethic or the latest cover of a magazine. And so we do whatever we can. And if it's Botox, if it's plastic surgery, if it's becoming an obsessed gym rat, you know, each woman has experienced this on some level and in some way. Or it's like, okay, if I'm not going to be the pretty one, I'll be the funny one. But we really want that attention, as all people do. We want to connect. We want to feel connected. We want to be a part of our community. We want to be connected to our peers. So we do what it takes. And what I'm trying to do is to educate all women of every age and say, guess what? We used to only be valued for our childbearing abilities. For millenniums, that's why we were valued. But 100 years ago, women got the vote in America. Women started getting into the workforce. 40 years ago, liberation. We have now ran for president. We are valued on so many different levels for so many different reasons, far, far, far beyond what we look like. Our energy, our intelligence, our visionary abilities, our connectiveness, our nurturing. I mean, we have so many values. And I think it's time that we sit down and we take a look at that last piece that's still caught in our psyche, that somehow we're not going to be noticed and valued and cared for unless we at least look like we're in our childbearing years.
Wow, you're so right. Cindy, this is Dee.
Hi.
I know your products. I'm going to get back to your products because I'm so very, very intrigued and pleased by what you're presenting with them. I mean, you do eliminate the unnecessary harmful ingredients. I mean, your products have honey in them. They have bee pollen. They have beeswax. They have vitamin E in them. They're organic. The one thing that's missing, and I'm just looking for an explanation for our listeners, is no sunscreen.
No sunscreen. What do you know? Well, number one, the sun is our friend. And if you look at the history of skin cancer from the sun, it started happening after we became industrialized and our food started becoming processed. And we have been eating processed foods full of toxins and chemicals, preservatives, color additives, MSG, etc., since the early 50s. When did all this skin cancer all of a sudden start happening? Humans have been in the sun on the planet for millennia, since the beginning of the human race. And we weren't running around worried about skin cancer. Okay, they talk about the ozone. They talk about the atmosphere thinning. Well, it hasn't been proven 100% that that's what's causing skin cancer. And I think it's a multitude of things. Yes, we need to be careful. Cooking in the sun is no better than avoiding the sun altogether. But now we're discovering that the sunscreens that are in the ointments are just as dangerous to our skin. Your skin is the largest organ on your body. It absorbs everything you put on it, and everything you put on your skin goes into your organs. If that was not true, the patches wouldn't work. If you don't want to get seasick, you put a Dramamine patch on your skin, and it goes into your organs and stops you from being seasick. When you want to stop smoking and you want to get over your nicotine addiction, you put a patch on your body so you get a little bit of nicotine every single day into your organs. What you put on your skin goes into your organs. I wanted to make available a moisturizer, a skincare product that was going to be good for your body and skin and not harm it in any way, shape, or form. And lo and behold, I didn't make it myself at all. I just discovered it existed. And it is the bees, the honeybees. They are amazing. They make this magical, powerful substance out of pollen. They make honey. They make propolis. They make beeswax. And inside the beehive, which is completely germ-free because of the propolis, it's an antiseptic that they created. They make royal jelly, which creates the actual female queen bee. They feed themselves with the honey. It's all encased in the beeswax. It's full of nutrients, protection, food. It's unbelievable, and they make way more than they need. So I have a couple friends, a married couple, that live on the North Shore of Hawaii that started keeping bees 20 years ago. It was before I knew them. And 6 months into the project, she started commenting on how soft his hands were becoming, and he was noticing that all of his cuts and all the little things that, you know, were on his hands because he does a lot of construction and working with the bees were healing in half the time. So they started researching and discovered that medical science has rediscovered the miraculous properties in honey, and they are using it on burn victims in hospitals for the past 3 years. And these burn victims' skin is healing in half the time with less scarring. So Anthony, of Anthony and Gwen, this wonderful couple, he decided to make her a hand lotion so her hands could be as soft as his. He decided to use olive oil because he did a bunch of research and discovered that that's the oil most readily used by human skin. And he put together this concoction. She started using it. I came along and met them. I started using it, thought it was incredible. And when I decided to create this cosmetic line, I said, okay, guys, we're in business. You got to make this for me. And they started out with Boomstick Glow, which is a multitasking. It's like all three boomsticks are like big, fat, chubby lipstick tubes. And I did it like that because it's super, super convenient. And it's made of nothing but organic olive oil, organic beeswax, organic propolis, organic pollen, vitamin E, and a little bit of chamomile essence to have it smell clean and wonderful and not quite so fruity, because a lot of people smell it and they smell olive oil right away. So it, you know, keeps it a little softer. And then I made Boom Silk, which is all those exact same ingredients in a lotion form, just a little bit different proportion, so you can rub it all over your body. And that's it. Well, and I am getting reports. People are saying it's taking away their rosacea, their pimples, their psoriasis. This one woman wrote this long thing about how it's making her pores smaller. Everybody's reporting that people they hardly even know are commenting on their skin. You know, excuse me, I'm just standing in line, but your skin is so amazing. What do you do? And it's incredible what's happening. And I didn't even claim any of this because I didn't even know that it would do all of that. And now it's amazing. It has been so much fun relating with my customers and hearing the stories come in.
Wow, that's just unbelievable. Well, we have really enjoyed having you tonight as our guest, Cindy. We loved hearing all about Boom and about your modeling career and all your fabulousness, because we love you. And aww, we would love to have you back on again because you just have so much to tell us. But our time is up now, and we have to go to a commercial break. So I would like to thank you so much for coming on tonight and asking aww to come back again soon.
I would love to. Thank you for letting me yak my head off. And it's been lovely, lovely, lovely. I'll come back anytime. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Cindy. We love you. We
love you. That was so much fun. I want to do it again.
Okay.
I don't want to go.
We'll have to have you on for a much longer time next time.
Well, I'll come and I'll make you all up and you can yak about it while you're on the show.
Are you in New York?
I'm in New York, Henny. I live in Yonkers.
We're coming.
Let's do it. I would totally do that. It would be a blast. And we'd have to get really descriptive.
I'm telling you, you're going to have three crazy dames up there with you.
Honey, that's four. I'm one of them.
We got a date.
I love
it.
We're
going to come visit.
Excellent.
Thanks, Cindy.
Okay, we'll have a lovely evening. Enjoy So You Think You Can Dance.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye. And now we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Now back to Chit Chat with your hosts, Lisa, Dee, and Betty Ann.
Hello, everyone. Our next guest is Amber Madison. She's a nationally noted sex and dating expert and author of three books, Hooking Up, Talking About Sex with Your Kids, and All Guys Are Assholes. Welcome. Welcome, Amber.
Hey. It's actually are all guys assholes. It is a question.
Oh, okay.
That's a question we have to know. Are all guys assholes?
No, surprisingly not. I traveled around the country, spoke to over 1,000 of them, and very few, relatively few are assholes.
Good. Well, that's nice to know. Why do they get such a bad rap?
I think the guys like being considered assholes because, one, they think that that's what girls want. And I heard that over and over again. They're like, oh, yeah, girls always go for the assholes. The nice guy finishes last. And then I think it's safe, you know? It's a lot safer to act like, oh, I just care about sex. I don't want to have a relationship, you know, than to put themselves out there as vulnerable emotional beings. But they are.
Now, I want to hear about your book, Hooking Up. What's that about? Is that about people just sleeping
that
together?
Despite the title, that is actually, it's a book for teenage girls about everything that you need to know about sex and relationships and general health.
Oh, it's a cute name.
Thanks. The titles are always the hardest part, I find.
Yeah, what was that?
The titles are the hardest part, deciding what to call something. You know, you spent however many hours writing it, and then it's like, oh, God, I have to put a title on this, too?
Hey, did you want to say something?
Yeah, this is Dee. Hi, Amber.
Hey.
You write for 17 Magazine, and I'm sure, you know what, you're just getting real with these girls because it's everything that, I have to be honest with you, that probably mothers know, but they're going to relate to you much better.
Yes, and to be honest, I don't know if it is everything that mothers know since it's been so long since they were teenagers, hopefully, or their teenage mother. You know, and a lot of the peer pressure stuff, a lot of, I mean, even really dealing with the reality of Facebook and the internet and, you know, everyone having a phone that has capabilities to take and send pictures, you know, so sexting and sending topless photos and all of that, it's something that just wasn't around for a lot of parents, you know. And
do a lot of kids do that? Do you find a lot of young high school students and college students do that?
Yeah, or at least think about it, you know, or are around it. But certainly, you know, technology has changed the whole teen sex and dating space a ton.
Do you think that, you know, with the social media, that also causes a lot of hanky-panky to go on?
I don't, like, does it cause sex?
Because people, I think, are a little more free if they're, like, chatting online or maybe, you know, a little more risque than they would be if they were face-to-face.
Yeah, I think that is definitely true. I think that, you know, standing behind your computer, it's a lot less scary to say something sexual to somebody that you would never dream to say to their face. So that's true. I have, you know, no idea, but doubt that that necessarily translates into then real life. Like, then when they come face to face, are they more likely to have sex? I don't know if I'd say that at all. But, you know, certainly you can still do a lot of damage to your own reputation by what you post on Facebook, you know, and then with the internet it lives forever, and then you're 25 trying to get a job and someone can Google you and find topless photos, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's really, I would say that is really the danger of it.
Now, do you go around speaking?
I do. Yeah, I talk on college campuses, to some high schools, if they'll allow me in, because sex is such a taboo topic. And then I also have started working with adults doing dating consulting, because I find
that,
yeah, I live in New York, and so everyone's dating and messing it up and trying to figure out what's going on. So I work with guys to help them become better daters, and then also with women to try to figure out, hey, what's going on in my relationship? What's going on with this guy I'm dating?
What do you tell girls? Like, do you tell them, what do you think about girls like texting first or calling guys? It's not like it used to be when we were young and you always wait for the guy to call you, but now I think guys expect it. You think that's true?
Yeah, well, look, one of the questions I asked in Are All Guys Assholes with the survey was, you know, how do you feel about a girl asking you out? And 50% of guys said it was a turn-on, and another 45% said they didn't care either way, and only 5% said it was too forward. So that's straight up asking a guy out. So to text him first, that's absolutely okay. I think that, you know, you forget, we've really been raised to think that guys are completely different creatures. But think about, if you like a guy, you're excited that he texted you, you know, and that's the same across the board. So if a guy likes you and you text him, he's going to be happy. If he doesn't like you and you text him, he's not going to care or be like, why is she bothering me? But if he doesn't like you, then you've already lost, so it doesn't even matter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that girls are way too freaked out about calling a guy, texting a guy, but that's, you know, we forget that we lose sight of the bigger picture, that that's not going to make or break it. If somebody likes you, they like you, they want to hear from you. If they don't like you, they don't want to hear from you. But if they don't like you, who cares if you're pestering them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, because you just don't know anymore. And what about, like, guys paying? Should you make the guy pay? Is it still, does a guy still expect to pay for a date, or now is it done?
I do think it is still expected, but I always think that it's nice to offer, to split it. You know, I always think that a girl should offer.
Oh, you think so? Okay. Well, girl, do you have anything to ask her?
Well, I have one question.
Go ahead.
Mine is a little bit of you go, Dave.
I want to know, when you're speaking between the girls and the guys, do you find that the girls or the guys relate to you better?
Well,
who's more open with you?
Okay, well, yeah, I cannot say who relates to me better, but the guys are every bit as open as the girls.
And yeah.
And, I mean, they're just happy to have somebody to talk to about it, because think about a lot of guys, you know, girls can talk to their friends some, but when guys want to talk about an emotional issue or something that has to do with sex that maybe they're confused about, a lot of them don't feel like they can go to their guy friends, you know, so having someone to talk to is huge for a lot of people, and I can always tell when I'm on a college campus or anywhere that people are just, like, thirsty for it, you know, and that was true even, so when I was researching my book and traveling around talking to all these guys, once they started talking, they wouldn't shut up. You know, I would literally have to be like, okay, it's been 2 hours, I need to move on and survey other people, you know, but guys did not want to stop talking.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I do have one question. I have one question. I guess it falls under the sexting, you know, term. Why, and it might even go into the book about all, are all guys assholes, but I've noticed, I mean, and this hasn't happened to me, but for some reason, guys seem to like to send photos of their manhood.
Yeah.
What is that? Like, do they think girls, like, want to see that? Is that going to be, like, the determining factor if a girl wants to date them or not? I mean, I don't get it, you know?
You know,
like,
I wish,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
I totally know what you're saying. I don't get it either. I don't get it. I mean, and that's, like, what have we done wrong with men that they really think that what girls want is to see a picture of their penis? Like, they really think that's going to win us over, you know, or turn us on even? Like, penises are only attractive when they're attached to the person you like. You know, you can't, it's like a random penis, that really does nothing for anybody. You know, no, nobody wants to see that, by the way. So I don't know. You know, and maybe they get confused because they might want to see a random pair of boobs, but I would much rather see that too. You know, boobs are attractive. Penises, like, look like
they're
weird, big noses or
something,
you know, or it's not the sexiest part of your body you could send.
It only really does look good when it's attached to the person, exactly, and I think that's, like, the problem. Women see things, they see things differently than men. Like, men can be really excited about a body part, just like, it's there. But for a woman, it's like, what? Like, why do I want to see that? And I can't get into specifics about why I'm asking this question.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, whenever, all I have to say is that when I... When I heard a message, I was like, all I could say was, what? Like, what? Like, what kind? Like, that would be like, that's it. No.
Yeah. No, I
want to date you. Don't want to see you. You're a freak. That's what
I know.
I mean,
what's horrible, I honestly feel bad for the guys who do it. You know, because it's like, oh, God, like, where did you go wrong, you know? And you can just imagine if they really glorify their own penises that much, you can imagine what having sex with them would be like, you know? Like, they probably think they just have to show up, and it's like, I have a penis. Hey, everybody,
oh,
I brought the penis. Like, my work here's done, you know? Like, this is it. It's horrible. I mean... It's horrible, because you think any guy with any sense would know that that's not what women want to see, but guys are just really confused about women and clearly don't know who to ask to clarify themselves, and then they end up sending dick pics.
Well, Amber, this has been a lot of fun. Would you come back on and join us again when we have more time?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're lovely. You're amazing. It's a cute topic. Thank you so much for joining
you
us.
You two are out of control, okay?
Well, you know, my kids laughing. I'm going to tell you, Amber, before, you know, before you go, please write a book about the other two that are on the line.
I'll do what I can. I'll talk to my publisher.
Good night. Where can, you know what, before we go, tell everybody, please, where can we find your books?
Oh, yeah, on Amazon or in bookstores. You can also check out my website, which is ambermadisononline.com, or for the most recent book, it's just areallguysassholes.com. And there's contact info on there if any women are interested in some dating consulting, because I can do some of it over the phone. So depending on what people are interested in, they can write me an email and I can see if I can work something out. So
perfect. You're a delight.
Great. So nice to meet you, ladies.
Oh, thank you so much. Lisa, any closing words? And we hate to see Amber go. We're going to have you back on again, Amber. You know that.
I love Amber.
Great.
I want to go meet. You're in New York, too? We want to come and meet you.
All right. Cool. Sounds awesome.
We're coming. We're coming. Okay.
We'll be there.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We're going to be taking a quick commercial break, and we'll be back on with some Hollywood fashion talk.
Now back to Chit Chat Cafe on the Artist First World Radio Network.
Well, welcome back to Chit Chat Cafe. And now joining us, we have Gabby Richmond. Gabby's a young, driven, stylish LA native who worked in events and fashion in New York City and LA for the past 5 years. She goes back and forth from coast to coast, and she's a major voice in fashion, which stems from her love of clothes. She wears the highest of heels, the wedgiest of wedges, and anything that is on trend right now. And I'll tell you another thing about her. She is a foodie. If you want to know the best places to go, the quaintest places, the coolest places, what's on trend in both fashion and food, it's Gabby. Hey, Gabby, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for taking time and joining us tonight. And tonight, I think I'm going to pick your brain a little bit, because right now, you're in L.A.
I am.
You are, and loving it there. What's the difference between living in New York and living in L.A.?
Right now, the weather, I think, is the difference. It's cold and rainy, I hear, in New York, and it's probably been 75 for the last 2 weeks here, so... The attire is
gorgeous.
A little different. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, pretty gorgeous. So when you're going back and forth between the two coasts, do you notice major fashion differences, like what's on trend from East Coast to West Coast? Is there a difference?
I think there's a difference between the coasts, but I think between New York City and L.A., it's pretty much the same. A lot of trendy people. I think the only difference really is that in New York, people tend to take bigger risks and chances and wear bigger heels and have longer flowing dresses and crazier sunglasses. But otherwise, people are pretty trendy in both areas, you know?
Do you think that when you're in L.A., I mean, L.A. is full of celebrities, and I mean, you literally can go to walk in any place, especially where you are right now, and turn around and see a celebrity, like, sitting right there, right next to you. But do you think people try to more or less copycat the celebrity in L.A., and maybe New York is more hipster, on trend with, you know, Fashion Week running out of there? It's, you know, that difference being, if you're going to copycat someone, okay, maybe we should talk about, you know, what's on trend right now. You know, not so much what not to wear, but what to wear, how to wear it, and I'm going to say how to go cheap chic.
Cheap chic is actually way easier than people think it is. I think people look at the weekly magazines like Us Weekly and In Touch and see what the celebrities are wearing, not so much on the red carpet, but more in their day-to-day lives, like, oh, the celebrities are like us. I think people look at their outfits there and they say, I want to look like that. Right now, during summer, it's all about attention to detail. It's about those, you know, don't just throw together a t-shirt and jeans. You can add a little something. Like right now, brooches are very in style. It's very easy to make something look a little flashier and a little more flavorful. And Chico's actually has magnetic brooches to avoid the holes in your clothing, which is way easier than, I think, going through my grandmother's jewelry box and grabbing one and ruining my clothes entirely. So that's nice.
Yeah, no, and, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but, you know, when you're wearing the brooch, though, I think a lot of, I don't know, like, people are thinking, like, okay, I'm just going to wear it like a pin, like, I'm going to put it, like, you know, up towards, you know, my left shoulder a little bit. How are we going to wear something like this?
My favorite way to do it right now, because I do happen to be a New York hipster, I'm loving the full button-up shirt all the way to the top, and then I love putting a brooch in the center where the top button would be, or even a choker under the collar just to give a little embellishment to the shirt. I also think putting a brooch either on your purse or in the center of a dress to accentuate the waist is just like adding a little something without too much bling and too much belt action going on. It just gives you a little lady sophistication.
No, I agree with it. Okay, so now I'm looking at style.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, when I see things that I'm looking like in Style Magazine, and then I'm looking in Us Weekly, I'm seeing Between the Stars and what's on trend right now, it almost looks like you can pull your three favorite things out of your closet. One can be polka dot, one can be plaid, you can have a floral, you can throw this all together. How do you make things work and not be so matchy-matchy? Because I know, you know what, Gabby, I see you, I know you, and you're stunning all the time. Epitome of fashion. So how do we pull something together and not be so monochromatic in our look? I know you said, like, you know, add your accessories, or, you know, you're saying, like, add, what type of accessories? How do we do this? Just take us from A to Z.
I mean, I think it's really, one of my favorite phrases in fashion is add a POC, which is a pop of color. If you are someone from New York, or you are someone who tends to wear all black, whether to slim down or just because it can look great on everyone, adding a pop of color really adds a little something. Like, if you're in an all black outfit, wear a pair of colored socks and roll your pants up a little bit, or wear a colored belt with a really intense colored necklace, and then you can do all black. Or if you're going through your closet and you want to find something that you've worn all the time but make it different, go through your dad's closet or your husband's closet and grab a tropical shirt and put that on, because it's really in style right now. You can put a tropical shirt on with a white pair of pants or a pair of jeans and tie it at the top. You can just make any trend right now has to do with a lot of stripes and polka dots and busy materials. So you have to be careful when you mix and match them. Just make sure that you're keeping the colors together in order to not look like you're, you know, a little crazy.
No, you're right. You're right. Okay, so where are the best places that we can go and find these things that we're
honestly,
not going to spend, like, drop, like, a major, you know, amount of money, but we can look like we're coming right out of the fashion magazines?
Well, my favorite places to go are actually the cheapest places. H&M, Zara, Forever 21, and Urban Outfitters basically have everything that's in style and you can make your own. Like, H&M and Zara have the floral denim, which fits any body type because it's really well made, even though it's cheap. Urban Outfitters has the great button-up tops. They're super cheap. They have an open back or they have a cutout shoulder that can really make you a little sexier for summer without looking like you're trying to show cleavage or you're trying to show, you know, a little booty with too short and tight of a skirt. You can make looking sophisticated sexy by going to these places. They have a button-up sheer shirt at Forever 21, which is amazing, and they also have a lace one, which just goes with everything. So I think those four places are my staples, and then maybe I'll splurge on one item, but otherwise those are, everything ranges from like $10 to $40.
And I got to tell you something. You turned me on to H&M, so I have a little trick for this demographic for H&M. A lot of people will look at your Forever 21 and your Urban Outfitter, and they're going to think junior in their head. Well, here's the trick to juniors, is that Missy and my generation, what you got to do is you jump up one size from what the junior size is, and it fits. And I will tell you, I went, and I did get a pair of, because skinny jeans are in right now, and I got a pair of the jeans that look like, you know, like Nana's, like, floral wallpaper on her wall.
Oh, amazing.
And it works. It just works. But then what you said with, like, the color blocking, what I did is I can't get away from that, you know, New York black. I mean, I look like, you know, possibly I'm in a state of mourning every day. But putting something black on... I do. It's like Morticia revisited, you know, and revived herself up here. But putting those on, I put the floral jeans on, but I had a long black tunic on with them. So I got to tell you, I got so many compliments. And at first I felt a little strange in them, but I took your advice and just, you know, kind of like streamlining the whole thing, and it works. And turning the magazines, I saw exactly the same pants in Style magazine on one of the celebrities.
I mean, that's the thing, is that the celebrities do actually shop at these places. Emma Roberts, for instance, shops at Forever 21. And, you know, Alicia Keys will shop at H&M. Like, any range of celebrity likes to go to these places for their staples. Because just because they have money does not mean that they want to buy a Stella McCartney clutch. They want to go to ASOS and spend $30 instead.
Right. What are we talking about shoes on trend for spring and summer right now?
Shoes, I am seeing cork everywhere, which is actually really fantastic for us ladies because it's super comfortable. You don't feel the ground underneath you. It's almost like a bouncy material, and they're cheaper because it's cheap to make it. So I'm loving Sam Edelman, of course, has them on Piperline.com and Nordstrom, and they're super cheap. It's $70 to $150 range in prices. And then Mia as well is kind of a new brand. It's super sophisticated, sexy, but very comfortable shoe, not too high. They sell them at Urban Outfitters and Piperline.com as well. And then Steve Madden, of course, has all the trends, so they have cork, which is fabulous.
What are we going to wear these with? We're going to wear these with your sundresses, and it's more casual wear?
Honestly, I do the cork with a lot of sundresses or high-waisted shorts or to pool parties, but if you have the right color embellishment, like let's say you have a little neon detailing, you can pair them with a dark pair of pants and a dark top at night for a little bit of just your POC, your pop of color, when you go out coming from your shoes. And then you can have your all-black look on top, which might make you feel more comfortable. So it can really be very versatile depending on which pair you buy.
Okay. I got to tell you, I've seen you, and I know one of your favorite items is your polka dot black and white button-up, and
yes.
you pair it with striped blazer.
Yes, that actually is one of my favorite looks right now that I've been getting so many compliments on. I do happen to be an outfit repeater, but I wear my polka dot button-up. It's a black background with white polka dots, and my jacket is white background with black stripes. And mixing and matching the patterns is very in right now. As long as you keep the colors semi-cohesive, it'll look great. Just have fun with summer clothing, basically, is what you should do.
So fun. Before we wrap up, I'm going to ask you one more question. Lisa, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Lisa had a dilemma today. She went to get a manicure.
Yes.
Okay. Lisa, tell Gabby what color your nails are, and Gabby, you can tell her how she did with that.
Like a robin's egg blue.
Okay. Do you get it on your fingers and your toes?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So.
It's fine on my toes. My toes aren't bothering. It's my fingers. I'm like, why did I do this?
You know what? That's funny. I was actually going to just agree with you, which is amazing. I think I think a bright, fun blue could be really cute on your toes. But right now, for the fingers, it's all about the oranges. It's about the pale or the bright or the tangerine or even a neon orange on your fingers. One of my favorites is creamsicle, which is a very pale orange. If anyone's near online right now, you can look it up. And Essie makes a great creamsicle color. Also, Essie has a line called Poppy Rossi, which is a collection of neon pinks and oranges. And those will make you look super tan, especially if they're on your fingernails. You should go with that.
Okay. Can I tell you what I have on my toes right now?
Tell me.
I have Lipman. I have that tropical blue on the beach, for real.
The ocean blue.
Mm-hmm.
I love that one. That one's amazing.
Is it dark blue or robin's egg blue?
No, it's like, think of like a tropical island. Think of, how would you describe this, Gabby?
It's more like an ocean blue. I think robin's egg blue is more prone to Easter season. And then after springtime, which is kind of now because it's getting hot out and you're getting your tan on, a more relaxed ocean blue is a little nicer.
Perfect. All right, Miss Gabby, I have a question for you. So during your stay in LA, I'm going to ask you to do some more trend spotting for us. I'm going to ask you to do some celebrity shopping for us. And would you come back and join us again?
I would love to. You ladies are fabulous.
No, you're fabulous, and I can't thank you enough for coming on. What's going on with Gabby in the next couple weeks? Because I know you've been doing some, hanging around E, doing some styling on that end for all different kinds of things. What's going on with you in the next couple weeks?
In the next couple weeks, it's a little more relaxed because Con just happened. I just styled Carly Rae Jepsen for the Billboard Awards, and all the reviews for her outfit was great, which is really amazing. She performed right after Justin Bieber, and people are saying hers was better than his, so we're very happy about that. And I was actually in Rachel Zoe's new studio today on Melrose, which is fantastic. There were shoes everywhere, and I mean wall to wall, the most fantastic shoes you'll ever see in your life.
Oh God, you've got some homework to do for us. We want you on the style hunt, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
We want you on the style hunt. And if you want to follow Gabby, tell us where we can follow you on Twitter, because you have all your stylish fashion tips. You have such fun stories. And, your ongoings and who you're running into and what you're doing. Where can we follow you?
My Twitter and Instagram are the same. It's Gabrielle Rich. We just talk about a lot of fashion, where we go out, and how the weather is. So if it's still raining on the East Coast for you ladies, you can just check my Twitter and enjoy the sunshine.
You got it. And we also have you listed right up on our webpage. Gabby, we love you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And
thank you for
we come back and talk with us again.
Absolutely. I had a blast. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thank you. You're a doll.
Okay, all right. I'll everybody. Talk to you soon.
Yeah. Lisa, you want to say goodbye to everybody? We'll wrap it up for After Dark.
Yep. Good night, everybody. We'll see you. Stay tuned for our next hour because we have the... What show is it from, Betty Ann? Because I don't watch it, but you do.
On a Collector.
Oh! Good night.
Good night.